These are pictures that I found at the museum of a soldier boy with his dog cart. And 20, 30 years ago, Norm Blank gave me a dog cart that came from Haynes in the teens or 20s. So those two things combined, and I got this inspiration to make, to weld a full-size dog, match it up to the cart that Norm Blank gave me. And I think we've got it all worked out to set it in approximately the same place as this picture from 1920.
Let's go see it.
Let's do. Speaking of dogs, there's my model.
This my is ass. Your inspiration for the dog?
Sing, say, I'm happy. Say, I'm happy. Say it. Say,
he sounds happy about being the inspiration.
Well, he's happy just to be alive. So here's the cart. And I'll deck it in yellow cedar and then weld the dog that pulls the cart. I've just started the dog. Here's the back leg. This is rebar, 3/8 rebar. So I have got lots of rebar to cut and chop. The idea is it was supposed to be a shaggy dog, so these will end up, there'll be lots of stuff like this that looks like shaggy fur. What I am is I work with metal. I work with steel, and so that's what I know. That's just the satisfaction of making something. In real life, I'm a plumber. I like that because it's fixing things. It's making things work. So I guess that's my justification for life. It's the sort of the underpinnings of my creative desire is to make things work.
What about the part of it being public art? Like something people are gonna walk past every day? Like people interacting with it?
Well, that should be good for the ego. I want people to see my work and say Gene Kennedy did that. Of course, I know a lot of people will say Gene Kennedy did that, but others will say Gene Kennedy did that. I think that this sculpture that I'm making may help persuade people to look a little closer, a little more at the fort. It's a fascinating bit of history that I like learning about, and we've got a little piece of it right here in Haynes.